right, so this is Let's Kiss While All the Stars Are Falling Down, track two on CD two. I think we kind of think this is the sister track to Tonight We Burn Like Stars That Never Die, which they both have stars in the title, and because they're both kind of more keyboard heavy than normally what we do, and this actually has our arpeggiated keyboard in it, which is something I think we've only done with on Kinotic. We did that on What Heaven Allows. And also, this is another one of those where it was originally programmed, and we had Paul play it. And you can tell by the end he's having a total drum fest, and we just let him go because we liked what he was doing. So, but anyway, what's the first thing we're going to hear, Andrew?
I think the first thing is the main guitar that goes throughout. It comes and goes in the mix, but this is an idea of what it's doing coming out of the verse into the chorus. It'll give you an idea of kind of what the
this is how the song was kind of written, in addition to the keyboard, I guess. All right, well, this is my vocals, solo, and I'm singing at the top of my range, it's got a lot of effects on it, and actually, I think we may have sent Tim a little bit drier version of these vocals for the final mix, just so he had some options, but this can be a pretty typical vocal setting for us a lot of times, as far as the effects goes and things like that, but anyway, now you can hear me sing without any music, which I'm ashamed of. So here you go.
Let's kiss while the stars are falling down. Tonight we live like no one is around. Forgive me.
Going on in this section?
It's you playing a monster lead. You're kind of shredding, like hammock style shredding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's one finger and one string
with a lot of delay.
Yeah. that's as shredtastic as we'll ever get.
No, it is. I think that the first two tracks you're going to hear is you playing, and then the third thing that comes in is kind of a tremolo guitar that's set in time, and it's just, I think they're all three of you, actually. But yeah, you'll hear some of this once again that gets buried in the mix, or if it is in the mix, it's just a little muddy, but I just think, to me, this is like Andrew, this is about as extreme as he gets, but this is like really good extreme.
Here's some of the guitars in the at the very end of the song, some of these things kind of build upon one another thematically, and by the end of this thing, it was just a monster. So I think most of these guitar parts you're hearing right now, you're not hearing
in the mix. Yeah, you're not hearing that well in the mix.